message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We just had to allow the Holy Spirit to move in His own way. Hallelujah. I welcome you to this conference, and I know that none of us will go back the same in the name of Jesus. I say none of us will go back the same in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate our pastor, especially Pastor Moshebi is here. You are welcome, sir. Pastor Fe is here all the way from Lagos. You are welcome. We're excited to see you. We're excited to see you. God bless you. God honor you. I think I still sent you a text this afternoon, and he never told me he was on his way here. You know, I still sent him a text because somebody wanted to go to our church in Lagos and was asking for the address. And so I wanted a very an address that is very detailed, you know. So I was asking him, and he never told me he was already on his way here, you know. To God be the glory. And of course, my amiable wife is here. You are welcome, Ma. We love you. We appreciate you. If I'm to come back again, I will still marry you. God bless you. Hallelujah. We welcome you to this conference. It's going to be a very interesting and exciting time during these few days, and we know that God will be glorified. Born to Reign, Part 1. We're having different kinds of teachings. Tomorrow night, we'll be having teachings that relates to relationship, that relates to other areas of life, health, and you know, things like that. You know, but tonight, it's the introduction. And we are trusting God that God will do something great in the name of Jesus. I'll try to be as fast as possible, and we trust God that God will bless you in Jesus' name. It's very clear from the theme that you are born to reign. To reign means to be in charge. To reign means to be a force to reckon with in the place where you are. A force to reckon with. A force to reckon with. To reign means to be a positive example. A positive example wherever you are. A positive example anywhere you find yourself. And you and I are destined to reign. We have a life and a destiny that is destined to reign. And I want you to realize, ladies and gentlemen, before I move very fast, you are not a citizen of this Nigeria, of this earth. You are actually an ambassador on this earth. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Colossians 1 verse 13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So our father has a kingdom. That is where we belong to. We are just an ambassador here. And that our father is the ultimate person that rules and reigns in the whole universe. In Exodus 15 verse 18, the Lord shall reign forevermore. God is reigning everywhere. He reigns in Mars. He reigns in Jupiter. He reigns on the earth. He reigns in heaven. He reigns everywhere. And we are his children. And he looked at somebody, call your daddy and your mommy, and make them to come together, and through them launch you as an ambassador to this earth. So you are not a biological accident. I don't know, maybe your father and your mother didn't actually get married actually legally before they gave birth to you. It doesn't matter. You were still sent here as an ambassador. Who is an ambassador? An ambassador is an official or representative of a country or nation sent to another country or nation. An ambassador is somebody who is actually a citizen of another place, sent to a nation, sent to a country to represent the interest. You were sent by Jehovah, the man of war himself, the Obadabada, the King of glory, the Lord of lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He sent you on a mission here. He sent you as an ambassador. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2 verse 9 that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person called to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you were sent here as a nation, as a person to represent God's interest. All through the Bible, you will see God insisted that we must reign. When you check all through the Bible from length to breadth, you will see dominion. God insisting that we must dominate. In Deuteronomy 15, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6. The Bible says, "For the Lord thy God blessed thee." Somebody say amen. "As he had promised thee. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. And thou shalt reign." Thou shalt what? I'm not the one that said you are born to reign. God himself said it. He said you must reign. The reason why I sent you here is to reign. If we are citizens of heaven, why are we sent here? I just told you. Number one, we are sent here to reign. Number two, we are sent here to represent heaven on earth. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20. We are sent here as an ambassador to represent heaven on earth. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Someone say ambassadors for Christ. When we were much younger, one of my father's younger brothers was an ambassador. And we used to envy him a lot. He used to travel from nation to nation. And when he was returning back to Nigeria, he brought back containers of goods. And I used to wonder, this ambassador is a sweet thing. Without doing any stress, you just go to a nation and you are in charge. Once you enter that nation, as an ambassador, you first go to the president. Shake the president, give you a house, give you a car, give you this, give you that, bombard you with resources. I say, this ambassador is very sweet. It's very, very nice. It is the same thing that Christ has done for us. He sent you as an ambassador here. Not to scratch the ground. Not to carry curses. Not to face tanker. No. He sent you here to reign. And that you must do in the name of Jesus. Also, you are sent here as a citizen of heaven to reign, to be an ambassador. Number three, you are also sent here that your light might shine. To reign also means your light shining. Matthew chapter 5 verse 13 to 16. Matthew 5, 13 to 16 says that you are the salt of the earth. If the salt have lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. That's somebody here tonight. I said that is somebody here tonight. And I do mind, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before all men. Somebody say all men. That's what they call reigning. Let your light so shine before all men. Then they will see your good works and glorify God in heaven. Somebody's here today. Between now and the end of this year, people will glorify God in your life. People will glorify God in your life. Examples of those that reign, I have so many of them, but I'll just limit myself, maybe one or two, because so I can move very fast tonight. Examples of those that reigned from their youth, because many people, it's only in a place like Nigeria, where you see people that are close to 90 still insisting on reigning. Those who are almost on wheelchair, want to, in the US, you will see people of 40. Clinton was about 40 when he began to be the president. Almost all the presidents of America were still in there. You can't find a 90-year-old man reigning in that place. You can't see a pa. You know, you get to a level, they call you an elder. You get to a level, you are now a pa. Before you know. Oh God, may the Lord give us understanding. God will give Nigeria more understanding. But you know, you are not a citizen of here. You are an ambassador here. And you are to rule here. Anywhere you find yourself for that matter. Examples of those that reigned as youth. Number one is Uzziah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 1 and verse 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. But this guy, 2 Chronicles 26, verse 1. This guy was just a young boy of 16 years when he began to reign. He dominated the scene. He was in charge. Just like somebody here will be in charge in the name of Jesus. If you are one of us that will be in charge, let me hear your loudest amen. If you are one of us that will be in charge, let me hear your loudest amen. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 26 verse 1, then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. At just 16 years, he took charge. At just age 16, he was in control of affairs. In verse 15, 2 Chronicles 26 verse 15, and this same 16-year-old boy, he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the tower and upon bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was very strong. God will help you today. In that your dream, in that your vision, in that your work, God is going to help you. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear a louder amen from you? Uzziah was just 16. He took charge. He was just 16. He began to command. He began to dictate how things were going to go. My prayer for somebody here is that you will take your place. You are leaving that downside to the topmost top. You are leaving that level on the floor to the topmost top. And he was in charge for 52 years. 52 years this young boy was in charge. 5'2", 52 solid years. You will not drop off from the throne. You will not drop off from the throne. Every month shall be a progression for your life. Every month shall be a progression for your life. The second example is a man called Joseph. Joseph is one of the people I love studying most in the Bible, to the extent that I wrote a whole book on Joseph. That was close to 10 years ago now. I studied this guy so that I almost knew almost every line of every of the stories that related to him in Genesis. From Genesis 37 to Genesis 39, Genesis 40, Genesis 41. Almost, because I looked at it. I know that I'm wondering. And I saw a good example in Joseph. God showed this boy of 17, just 1 year older than Uzziah, is a dream of his future. And in Genesis 37, verse 5 to 8, he began to tell his brother the dream. He said, I saw you guys. You were bowing to me. I saw everybody just bowing to me. And they said, what do you mean? And Joseph dreamed a dream. Start from that verse 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto him, and he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaves rose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaves. And his brethren said, look at this. Can you read this together, everybody? Can you look at the screen? 1, 2, go. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign? Is it going to happen in our lifetime that you will reign? You this ambitious boy. You this boy that just talk anyhow. Are you indeed going to reign over us? Which certificate are you going to reign over us? Where is the money in your pocket that you use to reign over us? Nonsense. Rubbish. You are talking nonsense. But suddenly, somebody say suddenly. Suddenly, the God himself that raises people, raised this young boy. That is the way God himself will raise you today in the name of Jesus. They tried to sabotage his reigning. They tried to pull him down. They sold him into slavery. They even tried to kill him. Those that are meant to be to reign, they are unkillable. You can't kill them. They escape your trap. He that dig a pit for them, fall inside it. He that throw a stone at them, the stone come back to them. Everyone throwing a stone of evil at you, that stone will go back to them and their family. I say, that stone will go back to them and their family. Listen, once it dawns on you that you are born to reign, you don't fear. You know who you are. You know the person backing you up. There's somebody here today. All the days of your life, you will reign. In Genesis 41, verse 38 to 46, you know the story very well. How Pharaoh lifted him, said, there's no man as wise as you are. If God has shown you these things, it is only in the throne that I will be greater than you. Only in the throne that they say, okay, I'm the king. Gave him chariots. Gave him a wife, a daughter of a priest. everything was just working together for his good. Bible says, for we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Now, and Bible says, thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall live. He was a ruler. God will turn you into a ruler. God will turn you into a ruler. One night he was in the prison. The following night he was in the palace. One day he was cutting grass in the prison. The following day, escort was following him. Four cars in front, four cars at the back, with soldiers in front and the back. I pray for somebody here today, your status will change. I say your status will change. Having said this tonight, there are laws or principles for reigning. And I'll brush through a few of them tonight before we go to pray. Laws for reigning. Number one is the law of the fear of God or righteous living. Proverbs 16 verse 12. The foundation for reigning in life is right living. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness. Can you see that? Those that will reign are not permitted to be involved in wickedness. For the throne is established by what? I can't hear you. In Lagos, is this how our voices are always very low? The throne is established by any man that will reign must. Children, little children that are here today, listen to me. If you really want to reign and get to where God destined for you, in that your little class that you are presently, then you must not still meet again in your mommy's pot. For the youths and the teenagers that are here today, if indeed you want to reign, you must embrace right. In Proverbs 14:34, it says, righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness lifts up somebody. Somebody's here today, righteousness will lift you up. I say righteousness will lift you up. In the name of Jesus. Everyone that you see that embraces righteousness and embraces the fear of God is a man or woman that will eventually do well in life. My prayer for you tonight is that you will do well in life. I say you will do well in life. I say you will do well in life. Can I hear your loudest amen? I say you will do well in life. Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation. And sin is a reproach to any people. Because of time, I'll try to be very brief because of the limited time that we have tonight. Number two law for reigning is the law of knowledge. Knowledge. To know better is to live better. If you desire to reign, you need to have knowledge. Knowledge is vital to reigning in destiny. Ignorance is a killer of destiny. Ignorance is a killer of life. To know better is to live better. Listen to me. There is no third world nation. There is only third world minds. Third world knowledge. If you know better, you will excel better. In John 8 verse 32. John chapter 8 verse 32. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. If you can know the truth, you will be free. The more knowledge you acquire, the more the blessings of God upon your life. And listen, knowledge is not a gift. You acquire knowledge. You are not, nobody is, what I'm teaching you now is not a gift. Mm-mm. There are nights of searching, days of fasting, and searching the scripture to know it's not that it just came to the brain. No. Knowledge is not a gift. You are not gifted to just have knowledge. No. You must acquire the knowledge. You must go for knowledge. It is knowledge that tells you, for example, that you don't pray for money. You don't pray, Father, I need money. You sow and you reap. You don't wake up in the night, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, I need 1 million naira now. Just give me now, now. Let the ground open. And that's knowledge. He that swears sparingly shall reap sparingly. That's knowledge. Knowledge is so important that a man called Anthony Branson read over 700 books in the space of a year. Anthony Branson. When some people are still struggling to read, they are still struggling to read one book in 1 year. One book in 1 year. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Your app appetite for knowledge will determine how far you will go in life. Once I see somebody who has a low, no matter how big or small it is, you are supposed to have a library by now. No matter how big or small it is, it can be a small shelf. By now, in your life, at your age, you should have a library of books. Because there shouldn't be a month that you won't buy books if you really want to reign. How do you reign with empty brain? How do you reign when only water is in the head? A man or woman that will reign must have a hungry appetite for books. You have your appetite for knowledge is unprecedented. Then you are set for knowledge. You are set for breakthrough. You are set to reign. The prayer for somebody here today is that a new appetite to go after knowledge, that grace comes on you in Jesus' name. Let me tell you, men's secrets are in their books. Most people's secrets are in their books. Most people's secrets are in their books. If you don't read, you can't know the secret of great people. If you don't read, you can't know the secret of people that are distinguished. You can't know that's their secret. And if you don't read, you can't lead. Once you don't read, you can't lead because you have nothing. All this one of using money that you should use to read, using that money to do naira bet, is a sign of emptiness of medulla oblongata. To use the money you should use to buy books, to bet. May the Lord give us understanding. I hope and pray we'll have more time to talk on this, because this is just number two and we have many more. Number three law for reigning is the law of innovation. Innovation is adding something new to something that has been in existence before, or improvement on what is on ground before. Creating something totally new, or adding something to something that has been in existence before. Any man or woman that is going to reign must be innovative. Belgium has no natural resources like petrol or gas. Yet, Belgium is richer than the entire Africa. Why? Because of innovation. The entire Africa, Belgium is richer than them. There's no natural resources in Belgium. Nothing. You can't dig their ground and see oil. You can't dig their ground and say you want to bring out gold. No natural resources. Yet, richer than any other thing you can think of. Very innovative. Producing different things. Improving on what is on ground. You know one of the reasons why these first world nations will always be rich? Because of innovation. Because as one product is coming out, and as we are buying it, in 2 years, and that one is already gone, they bring in something else. But instead of innovation, they do innovation in Africa here, but it is bad innovation. Where somebody will be in his house, and three people will just stand beside him and give him a dirty slap. And he locked his door. Three people just wake him up. Wake up. You are sleeping, Abi. Then they give you one. Another one. Then they disappear. That's their own innovation here. Innovation of evil can never bring rain in. Innovation of evil. Evil concoction. Evil fraudulent innovation. Nigeria is the only place where I know where a man can suddenly travel abroad with a woman's clothes. Without any technological detection. Nobody detected. War wig, war gele, carry bag. A man. I was doing like this. Climb. You know how they do it? They will tell you to drop your bag. They will check you. The people that checked, didn't they touch the place that this thing is not real? What's going on? Wicked, bad innovation. A person that will reign must have good, godly innovation that will bring forth God's glory. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to blow up your mind tonight. You are not meant to just be a mediocre, be innovative. In your place of work, blow out ideas. Do something in a different way than what others are, the way others have been doing it. Don't be rigid. Say, this is how they were doing it before. No, do that. As God gives you ideas, test your ideas. Can you imagine if Bill Gates did not test his idea? What would have happened? If he did not test his idea, what would have happened? May the Lord give us understanding. Grace to be innovative, God will give unto you in Jesus' name. So if you want to reign, you must be innovative. In bosses and employers are looking for innovative people, not dry people. The world is waiting for those who are ready to bring out new products. You see, some phones now, you use eye to open it. Before, you can use a password. iPhone now? X. Eyes. Just put your eye there. They delayed that iPhone 6 from coming out on time because they noticed that twins can use their two eyes to open it. So they delayed it from coming out so that they can ensure that no two people can open one phone. If you steal an iPhone 6 now, you did not steal anything. You can't use it. You can't use it. Because your eye is what and no two people have exactly the same eye. Somebody say innovation. Touch your head and say, oh God, put ideas to my head that will make me innovative. Put ideas to my brain that will make me innovative. Innovation matters. Number four, law of reigning is sacrifice of perseverance. We are in a world where no one wants to persevere. If you want to reign, you must persevere. If your desire is to reign, you must be able to persevere and endure hard times. In Genesis 28, verse 11 to 14, I want to show you a man called Jacob. This man, he slept on stone and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night before the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and lay down in that place to sleep. Let's leave that for now. Because of time, I can't read all through. If you get home, go and take a stone outside your house, put your head on it and sleep over it overnight and see how lovely it is. Jacob slept on the bare ground and slept on a stone. God said, I must respond to this boy. This boy, whatever you need, I must give you. For you to be so sacrificial, he slept on a stone. God appeared immediately. God will appear in your case today. No, most youths of nowadays don't want to suffer anything. As in, they don't want any form of stress. They say stress. A member of this church once lived in our house with my wife, stayed with us for during her stay in the university here. And she used to say, you know, I'll be hearing in my reading room when she's talking about it. Honestly speaking, I must have like 3 house girls when I get. Imagine I get married like this with like 2 house girls or 3 house girls. Stress. I don't like it. Cooking. I don't like it. Washing, I hate it with passion. If you don't like to sacrifice, you can't reign. If I show you some places where I sleep overnight, you will not believe it. Not that I don't have a bed, but to be able to get up in the night to pray. If I sleep on a bed that is too comfortable and I want to pray, I want to intercede, I have a list of people I must pray for per night in the dead of the night, and I sleep on that bed for too long, I can't wake up because I will just say I wake up the following day, 5:30 a.m. So I pack myself like sardines sometimes in a place like this. If you are not sacrificial, you can't make impact in life. You can't make impact in life. You like comfort. Everything is comfort. You can't sleep. It's like, I can't sleep without AC. My skin is very sensitive. It cannot enter inside sun. In my place, Abi, I shouldn't go into that. This is a youth conference. Hallelujah. They say the person that sun doesn't beat and rain doesn't beat. What will beat the person? Suffering. The rain must not beat me. Sun must not beat me. It's my skin. It's like crocodile skin. You don't know anything. Sacrifice and perseverance. You can also write down 2 Timothy 2 verse 12. And of course, Hebrews 5 verse 8 to 9. Because of time. Hebrews 5 verse 8. He said, we will suffer, we shall also reign with him. Can you see that? We will suffer, but we will also reign. We might suffer. I might suffer in my reading now. I might persevere and read so much at night, but I will also reign with him. Now look at this also in Hebrew. He said, though he was a son, yet he learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. This kind of scripture turns me on. He is the son. he suffered in obedience so that he can reign. May the Lord give us understanding. Who are the two reigning footballers now? Ronaldo and Messi. You don't want to see them when they are training. You don't want to see them when they are training. I heard that when you go to see Ronaldo, most people don't even like seeing him because he cannot spare more than 5 minutes for you. He'll go inside water and be doing his bicycle inside water. His coach will give him glass, thick glass, like 30 per day. He has to use ball to break that glass. Thick glasses. He has to shoot so that the shot can be very powerful. Where will he have time for jagaciousness? Your ability to sacrifice will determine how far you will reign. I wish I had more time, but because of time, let me move. I'm still on number 4, and we have 10 for tonight. Let's move. I doubt if I can get to that place because my time is already taking a few more minutes. Number 5 is self-control and discipline. Or do we just stop here? We should go on. Okay, since you said so. Self-control and discipline is one of the major things that will make a man to reign in life. In Genesis 31, verse 3 to 4, a advice was being given to someone. I'm very sorry. Proverbs 31, 3 to 4. Not Genesis. Proverbs 31, 3 to 4. An advice was, now look at this. Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyed kings. It is not for kings, O Lumiere. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. There are some behaviors, those that will reign don't behave like that. There are some places people that will reign don't visit. They don't visit their parlor. They don't visit brothels. They don't personalize prostitutes. They don't visit websites that will pollute their mind and their heart. Despite the fact that they have the phone and they have the data, and MTN gave them bonus again. Your disciplined approach to life will determine the extent of your reigning. If you are in discipline, you'll be dropped from the throne. Many years ago, a king beat up his wife in Southwest here. Beat up his wife. Sent her out because he wanted to bring in another girl. Sent her out. The kingmakers gathered and they dethroned him. They removed him from the palace and pushed him out like a normal man to the streets. And they appointed another king. Because why? He disgraced them through his indisciplined behavior. Any place you are and the issue of discipline is not settled, any position you see a man and is walking and is being way, he will soon be dropped from that position. It is either you change or you are changed. Either you change from an indisciplined way or they change. Life has no mercy. Life can be very brutal when you see an indisciplined person. So your discipline level will affect your reigning. Will affect the extent to which you reign. So it's unfortunate that we now have youths of 14 years, 16 years, testing HIV positive. 16-year-old, 14-year-old, testing HIV positive. And you know why? HIV never comes in the form of a black squirrel. HIV comes in the form of a big-chested guy, handsome guy, clean guy, with more than 7 perfumes smelling on his body. Or HIV comes in the form of a big breast with big bum bum, big buttocks. That's how HIV comes. Then when you look at it, say, I resist this. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. So be careful. Be careful. You may go to the best school in the world. The best certificate you need is the certificate of discipline. Go to any school. If you came out and you graduated and you didn't come out with discipline, you are finished. You did not go to school. You didn't go to school. I have OND. I have HND. I have BSc. I have ICAN. I have MBBS. Without the sequel of discipline, you are finished. Yes, not. It's like the best thing, you don't go to school. It's better to have less than NCE than to have PhD without discipline. Many are not disciplined in their time. The time many should have used to sit down with Bible has been used on Facebook and WhatsApp. Oh, the time that should have been used to sit down with Bible, everything is on Facebook. In fact, some people, Facebook almost knows them. If they don't sign in one day, they will almost phone them. Hello, what's going on? We didn't see you signing in today. Ah, it's unusual. In the last 2,000 days, there's no day you didn't sign in. What's going on? Why? For what reason? Which certificate? What degree do you collect for patronizing such? There's nothing bad in it. It's a good medium of communication. But it must not be overflogged or overused, whereby you cannot sleep at night without pressing phone. You even press inside the bathroom. You are taking your bath, you are pressing. You are taking your bath, you are pressing. You are pressing your bath, you are pressing. You purposely bought a phone that if water touches, it won't spoil, so that you can bathe with it. You sleep with your phone. You wake up with your phone. You are praying, you are pressing. You are sleeping, you are pressing. You are in the car, you are pressing. One day I was coming to church in the morning. I saw a lady, I think a couple or so, on the bike. WhatsApp was pressing like this. I said, this thing has become an addiction. It has become so addictive. Many cannot even quote two scriptures from the head. Two scriptures. Yet, WhatsApp has WhatsApp them. May the Lord give us understanding. Number six, major law that will bring about reigning is godly association. Proverbs 13 verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise, the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Also in Proverbs 29 verse 24, whosoever is partner with a thief hath his own soul, hateth his own soul. Sorry. Anyone that associates with a thief, say he hated, the person does not like his own soul. That is, you must watch the people you associate with. Two things will influence your life in life. Two things will influence your life majorly in life. Those you associate with and the books you read. Those two things will affect your life. Once you associate correctly, your life will be correct. Once you associate with it, do you know that even in church, you cannot associate everybody? You can greet everybody, but you cannot be close, because some people in church are not meant to be in church. They are meant to be inside jail. Some came to steal phones. Some came to steal money in the bag. Some came different missions in church. Some go from church to church, look at the girls that look okay there and look relaxed to fool them. I've done that in more than 20 churches. I told you the story before some time ago. A pastor was preaching, and as he was preaching, somebody came in. A guy came in while he was preaching, and he paused the message. He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the devil just walked into the church." See, the devil just walked in. "Young man, come to the front." And he called like three sisters in the church. He impregnated the same month. Same month, impregnated them. The devil just walked into the church. Every devil in the church walk out in Jesus' name. The devil just walked into church. Different kinds of evil in the church because of ungodly association. Thank you, Jesus. Number seven, major key, major law for reigning is prayer. Only the prayerful can reign. Why? We are in a wicked world. A man that reigned called David in Psalms 55 verse 77. Psalm 55 verse 77. Evening, morning, and noon will I pray unto thee. He was a man of prayer. He was a man given to prayer. He was addicted to prayer. Isaiah 55, Psalms 55 verse 17. Psalms 55 verse 17. Also the man called Daniel in Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. Daniel was addicted to prayer. They vowed that they will kill him. We will kill you if you continue to pray. He said, "Forget it. Kill me if anything you want to do." The Bible says he prayed three times a day. He went on his knee to pray. Daniel 6 verse 10. He prayed three times a day like he has been doing before. This taught me that the minimum I can pray per day is three times. That's the minimum. And by God's grace and privilege, we have crossed that minimum long time ago. Long, long time ago. He was addicted to praying. They wanted to get him. They said, "We'll get him." The only place you can get him is that he prays too much. He prays too much. He prays too much. He prays too much. May new grace to be a prayer warrior come upon you today. May new grace to be a prayer warrior come upon you today. Can I hear you say a big amen? Daniel had a culture of praying. His culture was praying. His culture was praying. What's your own culture? What's your culture? His culture was praying. If Daniel was in a house, you will know that he was there because of his prayer lifestyle. The neighborhood will hear his voice in the night. He was given. given to prayer on a consistent basis. No wonder they say he reigned for almost 70 years in the palace. A man reigning for 70 years. Number 8, I doubt if I'll be able to get to finish this message. Let me just stop at this number 8 because of time. It's kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship. Youthfulness is usefulness. Youthfulness is youthfulness. Usefulness. When you are youthful, you are meant to be useful. What is kingdom service? Is the use of your strength, your resources, and your endowment for the promotion of God's kingdom. Those that serve God's kingdom reign easily. In Matthew 23, verse 11 to 12, we're talking to Jesus. Matthew 23, 11 to 12. Who is the greatest? He said, any one of you that is ready to serve is the person that will reign. But he that is greatest among you shall be the servant. The one that will serve is the one that will be the greatest. How can a youth be coming to church at a youthful age without having anything to do with God? Now listen, when you come to church like this and you are seated, God is the one serving you. You are not doing any service. When you come, you dance, choir sings, instrumentalist sings, this and that, and they are just serving you. It is your own service in the various departments and in the various areas. That is your own service to God. God can't be serving you all the time. If you are servicing a car all the time and the car is not useful to you, won't you dump the car? You service a car, service a car, service a car. When you want to kick it, you say, I won't walk. Okay, I want to quickly go to Lagos. You say, I won't go. I want to go to Taiwo. I won't go. Yes, you are spending money. You are, after some time, it's either you remove the four tire and sell it or you dash it out. There are three kinds of service. There's physical service. Physical service in the house of God. Doing something that is physical. Maintenance. Cameraman. Singing. Doing one thing or the other. There is financial service. Using your money for the work of God and for the advancement of God's work. And there is spiritual service, which is soul winning and praying for the church. Soul winning and praying for the church. So you must be involved in all these lines of service if you want to reign in life. Physical service, spiritual service, financial service. It's using your money, paying your tithe, giving offerings to the work of God, for the advancement and the development of the work of God. As you do this, the witch that can make you not reign has not been born. As you comply with these things, the devil that will say, don't reign, you can't reign, has not been born. I trust God that in the course of these meetings and as we go on in the other sessions, we trust God that God will help us to touch more of the other points. Anybody blessed tonight? If you are blessed tonight, shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Jump on your feet tonight. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be exalted. It's worthy to be adored. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands to heaven and give God praise tonight. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.